everybody. How's it going? Welcome back to another episode of Command Your Social. I'm your host, Nick Baldwin, and I have my two awesome co-hosts with me, Leslie and Jesse. What's going on?
Hi, everyone. So happy to be here.
I'm so excited for today, really. I'm super excited for today. We have Chrissy. We have Chrissy Maloof. Will you tell us about her? Can we jump right in? I love her.
Yeah, we're just going to dive right in. Let's dive right in. And Jesse, I will let you do the intro because you're the one that got us this awesome guest.
I know. So when I think social media and realtor, I think Chrissy Maloof. Chrissy is the original Denton realtor. She comes to us from many years of experience, but she started her business in 2014, 2015. Am I close, Chrissy? I'm close, right?
Yeah, licensed 2008, and then market went kapoop, long story short. Went back to my banking roots, did it part-time, but went full-time again 2014. So we'll count 2014.
So last year, 2021, as a highly leveraged solo agent, closed 90 units, about 30 million in volume, you said. Congratulations. That's incredible.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Well, the cool part about that is that you don't pay for leads. So all of that was like social media, sphere of influence, referral, which is pretty amazing. You don't hear a lot about people's businesses being 100% organic.
Yes, sir. Yeah, that's it.
Well, I think that's pretty impressive.
And I've already noticed just this year, like even despite the craziness, it just continues to grow. And it's funny because I went out of town recently and I passed my phone off, which is hard for me to do. Jess knows this. And my poor girl that had my phone, she's like, Chrissy, 73 calls in a day. And I was
Welcome to my life.
I mean, you know, here's the deal. Some are sales calls. We get that. We're in real estate.
Sure.
But a lot of them are just straight up, hey, I follow you, or hey, you know, and I joke because it's like, it's almost, where do I check first? And y'all can relate. Do I check Facebook DMs? Do you check Instagram DM? Then you got LinkedIn, and then, oh, you forget to go over here to YouTube, and then TikTok. And then you've got the text and the email and the phone. So it's like, which one is the most important today to check? Because you get messages from all of them, and it's a good thing.
And Chrissy's was doing this, you know, all by herself, really like 24 hours a day. 24 hours a day.
Wow.
And
so she's typing. That's impressive.
Not very long. No.
I love how Zoom smooths out all of our skin now. I think that is amazing. Thank you. Gift to realtors. But so tell us about, I kind of want to start with like, so I know you and I've known you for years and years. You've been a friend for years and years now, but what they don't know is you on social media. And like, to me, it looks like you're omnipresent. It looks like you are constantly on all platforms all the time. So like, what does your process look like? Like, you know, you say you don't know what to check first. Like, what are you checking? What is it are you doing? What does lead generation look like for you?
Oh gosh. I feel like it's just, I'm like you're saying, I'm constantly present. It's just part of my daily routine. My poor family has just gotten used to, hey, we're going on vacations and we're going to go live. I think it was a few years back. We were in Colorado and we were like doing some, like, you know, just a video. And these little kids were like, oh my gosh, they're famous YouTubers. We're not famous YouTubers. But it was so cute because we went along with it. We're like, oh yeah, we're not. But it's
you like smash that subscribe button.
Yeah, there you go. I was like, hey, follow us. But no, even this morning, say for instance, there's a new business that opened in town and I always love supporting people. And a good friend of mine opened it. And the first thing I did this morning was jump over there, support them, but go live while I was there. And it's, you know, and it's not always about real estate. I always try to be present in the community and just, you know, show the authentic and just support others. And sometimes along the way, I feel like that just leads into, hey, there's that local realtor. She's here. She's helping us. She's cheering us on. And it's, you're right. It is hard to jump on. And sometimes I'm like, should I do Instagram? Because my followers are kind of all weird different ways. Like Facebook, I have them everywhere. But like lately what I've seen on Instagram is I feel like there's more realtors that are starting to follow just due to, you know, speaking engagements and so forth. So sometimes I have to stop and think, what's my target audience and what am I going to speak about and which one should I jump on?
So like on Facebook, you know, you'll have more followers in terms of people who could be potential clients. Mm-hmm. And then on Instagram, since you're starting to gather more real estate or realtor followers, you want to do stuff that could maybe get you referrals.
Yeah. And show them like relatable life. Like, hey, it's okay to have a bad day. And, you know, we all have days. And, you know, so I try to show them that, yes, it looks great. And yes, I might be closing 90 deals in a year, but it's not always pretty, you know? And so I want them to see the real of real estate and not the HGTV portion of real estate.
I think that's super important because people. So who said this? Was it on a, oh, you know who said it last week? Dana Gentry was on, and she said her mentor is John Maxwell. Mm. And John Maxwell said, people love to see you succeed, but they relate to your failures.
Mm-hmm. That's perfect. No,
something along those lines. I probably botched it, but it does make sense.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Sorry.
No, I just think back to like years ago, one of my first Facebook posts, and I told it years, and I guess at KW a couple years ago convention, and some lady came up to me this year and she's like, I remember you because you told me the story. And I was like, oh, you listened. But it was like, I was showing new construction and I was all trying to look cute, heading to a kid birthday party afterwards. I slipped and busted it in the mud and it was not cute. And it was like covered in mud. And I just took a photo and I was like, hashtag builder life, like something funny like that. And it was like, so many people just, they're like, oh my gosh, it's not always pretty. And you know, and there's moments like where my husband was in the hospital last year and I just got on Facebook and I cried. And I just let real life happen. And I was like, guys, like I'm hurting. This is what's happening. And it just, and I think people connect and they see that, oh, you want to see on Facebook, it's always pretty, but it's not always pretty.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not always a filter.
No. Yeah. And we're normal. And that, I think it's, you know, it's easy to see real estate agents doing great in the business. And I want them to know that it's, you know, it's okay to have setbacks because I've been there. I've had setbacks and it's just, you just get through it and you stay positive, surround yourself with other people and you keep going, but you can't shut down on social media. Yeah. So I think so many people want to do that whenever they have bad
days. We were just talking about this and around, we're talking about TikTok and around having a niche. Mm-hmm. And I really think like you've done a perfect job of this and super organically, like people really do find y'all's lives interesting. Like that really is your niche. Like I want to know, like I want to see a realtor not fall in the mud, but like, yeah, I do. I want to see that. And so around vulnerability in social media, like Chrissy is the master of it. Like whatever questions you had around that for her, like that's my question. Yeah. How a lot of people would be afraid of that. I think Leslie, you were kind of referencing this too. Like a lot of people will be afraid to show their true selves. Have you ever been afraid to, or has this always come naturally?
I think it's always come naturally. I mean, since social media, I was one of those, like, you know, MySpace girls. I'm aging myself. Okay. Just aging myself. I was there. Okay. I'm not like in my 40s. Not at all.
I'm probably the oldest one here. So okay. I'm in my 40s. So thanks.
Okay. We're going to
go on my TikTok live right now.
So when Facebook came out, I was like, golly, what now? This is ridiculous. This is fake. Like I have to get on another platform. And then it was like, I got on and it just was, I went back to my first couple posts and I like spoke third person. Like, it's so embarrassing. I'm like, Chrissy,
about yourself?
I would do a sentence like, Chrissy is heading to show houses. And I was like, what? But I was like, you just get on there and you just start becoming more of, I guess, you. And that's what people like is the authentic. And I always tell people, I'm the same person you meet in person. Like, I do love it. There was one time I was at Hobby Lobby and a girl stopped me. And this happens a lot, you know, when you're out and about and they're like, hey, I follow your social media. And I'm always like, oh, I'm glad I look like I do online. Cause I joke, I'm like, I don't want to be over filtered, you know, but it starts a fun conversation. And then, you know, sometimes it is embarrassing. Cause then I'm like, who is that person? You're trying to like, do I follow them back and have that conversation and try to get hints? And it's like, oh, this is awkward. But
I don't think that you have to feel that way because to you're like this minor celebrity.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And I think that's what's hard for me is because I don't see that, if that makes sense. Like
like when I go to family reunion, people don't expect me to know who they are, but they know who I am. Yeah. So, you know, they're like, you know, I'm like, oh, I'm just not good. They're like, that's okay. You follow people, a million people follow you. It's totally fine. So they just are excited to see you. So I wouldn't even like let that bother you.
Yeah. I need to just get better at that. I think it's just, you know, it's the way, what do you mean? You follow me? I'm Chrissy. And you know,
So let's talk about like content and stuff. You mentioned earlier that you went and rushed out to a local business and you did a quick live. How do you set that up? Like, do you interview the owners of the place or do you just kind of like film yourself there and you talk a little bit about it? Like what's that process?
Kind of both. They're different ways. Today it just happened to be like, hey, I'm going to go support them. They just opened. And I went live there and then told everybody come out, support them. And then I interviewed the owner who was there as well. So it actually worked out that way. I try to do better at actually like holding content and scheduling. So this Saturday, yeah. I'm like way behind. I actually have my videographer coming out this Saturday and we're going to do like some edits and film, and then I'll roll that out every time. So I try to have like I have a content calendar back here. You just don't see it, but it's like my little like tips for the month. Like, here's what I must at least try to do. And then I throw other stuff in there when I just think of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that leads me to my question. Sorry, real quick, Jesse. I saw on your Facebook page that you have like 3 or 4 posts a day.
Is that it? Just kidding.
I mean, that's a lot. I mean, I know for myself, that's a lot. That's a time commitment, especially for you as a busy realtor, that you're posting this often. I think it's incredible. Can you tell a little bit, tell the audience a little bit about that? And just, I know you said you have a manager right behind you to kind of give you those tips and tricks for the week, but talk a little bit about just the cadence and how often you post and just the reason why behind it, I guess.
I feel like for me, it's the being relatable and just being the first to the know. Like, it. So yesterday I was so busy. It was one of those extremely busy, but I had to stop for a moment and I took time out to do a leprechaun hunt. So when my kids were little, we would go hunt for a leprechaun and we would never find the leprechaun, but we'd find a pot of gold and like little fake candy. So I have a niece now that's 3 and my kids are teens. So it was kind of fun. We did this whole leprechaun hunt, and it's funny because just something as simple as, hey, this, and I posted it, and the interaction that you get from it, it's like, what? But I try to stop like whenever in between appointments, if I'm in my car, not when you're driving, because I know that's bad. But when you stop for just a quick second, it takes literally seconds to post something. And just to go live and be on camera and do stories. I'm huge on stories. I'm always posting stories. And I think it's fun just to have people engage and, you know, like I'm talking today, like, hey, we're thinking about going to Bahamas, just like kids or teens, let's go somewhere fun this summer. And just the amount of traction that you get from that. And I also always go back at night and I comment to the people that comment on my post. I think that's hugely important. Don't just
so lie. That's important. So that's you important, can remember yeah. it by the phrase, don't post and ghost.
Yes. Yeah.
You have to, and even if it's just a like,
yes,
you have to. If someone says something nice about you or comments, just hit it with a like if you don't have time, and then comment later.
Yeah, that's what I do. And there's, you know, and I always joke, like, I love hate Facebook birthdays, because you know, you get all these birthday messages, but you're so busy, and then you got to take time at night, because I'm like, I want to say thank you to all those people. And so I go and like it, and then I find downtime later when I'm laying in bed or something, and I go back and I comment or just like thanks, or shoot them a quick message, because it is important. And I think that when they are following you, sometimes you're that only positive message that they see all day. So
also, you know, that's lead generation too.
Plus, y'all, it feels good. Like, you know what's going on in your brain when you're going and reading all these nice messages about you?
Oh my God, so much dopamine.
It's like, it's the best part.
Yeah, it is. It does. It's just like that just little refresher of like, you know what? What I'm doing is paying off.
And yeah. So, okay. So what I want to go back to Instagram kind of versus Facebook for a second. So like over on Instagram, you said you're getting more realtors following you, you know, the ex team leader in me is like, oh, let's build your downline, you know, and also
I'll tell you something about that soon.
The opportunity over there, it almost sounds like over on Instagram, you're doing more teaching about real estate, mm-hmm. right? And that way gaining referrals and with relationships all over the country. Like more realtor relationships. And then over on Facebook, the majority of your clients are coming from. Did I hear that right? Or are you still getting clients?
No, you're right. And I still get some Instagram leads from like reels and so forth. Like, you know, if I'm doing something in Denton, hashtag Denton, and someone's like, hey, I found you. We're moving to the area. Can you help us? So I do get some of those, but you were just saying you'll be proud of this, the old team leader in you. After like we've had all these, you know, family reunions and I speak and it's been great. You get these connections of people.
Yeah.
And what I found the other day was like, I have people that just really want to talk. And so I put together, and it's going to be at the end of the week, but it's like a little women mastermind group. And I've got women that are signed up and we're just going to support each other.
How many women are signed up?
60. We have 62, I think, emails so far. So, and that's it. It's like, it's just, you know what? I started thinking, I was like, I remember, and we've had this discussion, it gets lonely at the top. And when I was first in real estate, and you love this story, I was recently licensed and I was doing a speak on like a multiple sclerosis society that was passionate about. And this broker in town walks up to me and she's like, I hear you're getting a real estate license. And me being sweet Southern person, yes, ma'am, I am. And she said, well, good luck, because there's a bunch of us in this town, and walked away. And I was like,
she told her she would never.
This town ain't big enough for the three of us.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, what? And it's never, it's in the back of my mind the whole time. And skip forward, like years later, we were at like a mixer event or like some nice gala. And she's sitting at the table and looks at me. And she's like, hey, you ever think about coming to work for me? And I'm thinking in my head, you don't remember? I didn't say it, but I'm like, wow. I really wanted to say it. I did. But the sweet person was like, no, ma'am. Thank you. I'm happy for that.
Yeah, remember when you told me I would never make it? And this, yeah, okay, my mission is quadruple yours. So.
You should cheer each other on. And that's another thing on like social media, like you're talking about ghosting and like following. Don't just follow the agents, like engage with the other agents. Like, yeah. And I do, I want to engage with other agents and cheer them on. And I don't care what broker you're at, I am going to be your fan. And I wish you nothing but success. So that's one thing I try to do when I'm on social media is like, still like and comment. Don't just follow, engage, because you never know when you're going to work a transaction together. You might have a referral, and it's just about building relationships.
So, we're all on the same team.
Yes.
When you say that you like to post in stories, you know, what kind of what differs from your stories and your just regular feed type content? Like, what do you put in those two different places?
Stories, you get my whole life. I mean, it's, you get it all. You really do. It's that I have, I mean, my poor husband, we're totally two different people. He's very private and I'm an open book. It's and my poor kids, now that they're teens, I've had to learn to like step back a little bit, because they're like, mom, that's so embarrassing. And I'm like, no, it's not. Like, you know,
mom,
like,
I can't believe you're following me on Instagram.
Really post that angle. I'm like, really? Stop it. Like, this angle's beautiful. You're pretty. So that's, you know, it's, I feel like in stories, I mean, that's, I popped on right before I got in here, and I was like, oh my gosh, I get to go on podcast with the famous Nick Baldwin and Jesse Leslie. So it's like, and then after I get off, I'll probably post a little bit, and then, you know, in between appointments, just kind of a behind the scenes, I would think. Yes. A lot of behind the scenes is what I post on stories. And then on actual like post, it's going to be either, you know, something content, a tip, could be just a branding, like a photo session, you know, with a story, because I feel stories are important. Because I do, I have a crazy story. And then just like tips and tricks and stuff like that, I'll post for my actual post.
And everybody has a crazy story.
Yes, like, that's good.
I think about, I don't know, Nick, is it Gary Vaynerchuk that says this? I forget who says this. Oh no, it's Joe Rogan that says this. To pretend that like, that you're being followed around by a documentary film crew, and they're filming like the greatest story that you ever became or ever told. And so like Chrissy like embodies that, right? So I with new realtors, especially, they struggle with validity and looking like they're successful on social media. So like, what were you posting about real estate or real estate related back in the day when you were getting started on social media? Like,
awful. It literally, it was like, hey, I've got an offer coming in on the home, or I'm going out to show. I mean, it was just more or less like, I'm going to do this. And then it was just, and then I realized, it was just different, you know?
I think that's the model. Hey, I'm going to do this. I really do think that's it.
Instead of like, here's every listing I have. I just don't, I mean, and I will show like a little bit of highlight of a room, or, you know, something, or, you know, me touching the wet paint when you're not supposed to touch the wet paint at somewhere. It's moments that like, hey, it triggers them. She's a realtor, but not like, you know, like when anybody sells some kind of like multi-level marketing product, it's in your face. I'm in your face, but not in your face. Does that make sense?
Yeah. You never make anybody buy a house. Never make a buyer buy a seller an agent move.
Oh yeah. It's just, it's telling the story and being relatable and just always being present.
Well, I love that you say that.
Go ahead.
Sorry. Yeah, I know. I love that you say that, Chrissy, just because as we interview people for this podcast, what comes up for me is just that somebody like you, somebody like Jesse, somebody like Nick, everybody that's doing social media at a high level to build their business, I pick out a few things that come to mind are being wholesome, keeping it real, being consistent, and telling your story. So if we were to simplify it for the people that are listening in on this podcast, what else would you add to that, Chrissy? Or is that summing it up?
I think it's simple. I do. I don't think you have to pay for these big companies to post for you. I follow a lot of agents back, and I do. I can tell you they all.
I love that you said that too, by the way.
Yeah. You don't go spending a lot of money. It's social media is free. Like that is free advertising, guys. I do not go and pay thousands of dollars a month for lead gen. This is just me being present and being relatable, being the community expert and just being out there. And it doesn't have to be pretty. Just know that, because I'll look afterwards. I'm like, oh my gosh, my eyes are so puffy. Or, you know, like, or I had something in my teeth, but it's real life. I don't go back and I delete it because you know what? That's content and it's out there and it's better than having nothing.
I love it.
You know, it's interesting. So when agents say, oh, I don't have time for social media, it should be a part of your business model. If you don't have time for something that consists of getting in front of as many eyeballs as possible with no money, then you are in the wrong business.
Yeah.
Well, and Nick, now that you say that too, it's like the world that we live in right now, you know, Chrissy, you rattled off, well, we have YouTube, we have Instagram, we have TikTok, we have Facebook, we have all these other platforms to check in and just be like, well, I don't know where I should be checking which platform first. But what comes up for me, you guys, is that this is like a chance to put yourself out there. And this is a digital billboard, right? Like back in the day when we used to have billboards everywhere.
Everybody wants a billboard and their name.
I thought it would be cool to have a billboard. You're right. Yeah. Or like the little bus benches I didn't have here, but you know.
It's like social media is like the new billboard. It's like just getting with the times, people.
I mean, it makes sense. Yeah, you're right. We don't do any more like magazines and so forth. It's all online. And I think you do. You just get out there, you be present and connect with your audience. Mm-hmm. And they're watching. You don't think they're watching, but oh, they're watching. My actual new buyer's agent, she's not on Instagram. And that's one of her goals this year. I was like, girl, I'm getting you on Instagram. So yesterday she called me. She's like, Chrissy, I went to like some, I guess like water park with her kids. Two people came up to her and like, I know you. You work for Chrissy Maloof. And I was like, that's the power of social media.
Wow.
That's awesome. Just from me tagging her, I was like, that right there is the power of social media. You need to get on it. Like it's just from Facebook tags, people recognize her from Facebook and Instagram. Yes. So it is important to be present and start posting.
Listen, as a real estate agent, your job is to be the expert of the areas that you service. And so there's never a lack of content. If you can't think of something to post, then like you said, go feature a local business, go film a video about a neighborhood, go to the local park and talk about that. Like, you know, do something that has to do with your community. You're the expert and people are going to be looking to you for that valuable information. You know, like 87%, this is a NAR stat from last year, 87% of consumers consider their real estate agent to be a valuable source of information. So give them the information.
Yeah. No, that's true. You're right. I mean, I can tell you how many times people will move and they'll ask you, where do you go get your hair done? Or what doctor should we use? But I mean, you're right. You're the expert, you know the area. You tell them and you just provide that. It's not, then take a minute or two, you're right, to do a quick little video of like, here's my favorite park in town, or here's the neighborhood. Like, and I do a weird little Christmas light contest every year.
It's so good.
Chrissy-tacular. But I realized being in Denton, we have these big cities, you know, Dallas and Fort Worth surrounding us, and everyone drives out to look at lights. I'm like, man, Denton's got some great lights. So I go live and I'll knock on someone's door and I'll have people nominate homes. And I'm like, you won the Chrissy-tacular. And I give them a present. I have a little sign in their yard. Like,
that's awesome.
My contest winner, but it's
Chrissy-mas.
Yes, it is Chrissy-mas. I love it. And it's fun just to bring joy, but just to see people engage and cheer each, you know, it's like, but it's local. And I have a little like map where I'm like, go look at Christmas lights in Denton. Doesn't take time at all, friends. Not at all.
I love that idea. That's so cool.
She does Chrissy Giving too. And well, obviously.
That's my favorite. Chrissy Giving is my favorite. Yeah.
Chrissy Miss. I love Chrissy Miss.
I like Chrissy
Miss. Very Chrissy Miss.
I need like a pink Santa suit or something.
Why don't you? Now you can use Chrissy Miss.
There you go. I love it. But yeah, I do. And I'm good about like trying to, when I have these events, and Jesse knows I'm huge on community events, giving back to the community. So a lot of that is on social. I like whenever COVID hit, you know, and what can we do? I went and delivered flowers on people's porches and with little sweet messages, and that was it. And then I had a watermelon giveaway, and it was the drive-through experience. And man, it was raining and it was rough, but it was like, I'm here to give back.
There were so many watermelons in the office. There's so many.
They're so heavy. It's like, yeah, but it's like, those are the moments that people just, it's like, you know, I'm at the local parade. I'm at the little events, and I'm always going live and engaging when I'm at those places. So it's just become a, everyone expects me to be there and then going online social media. So it's just,
yeah,
fun.
You've become a spokesperson for your town. I think we can all be that. Like, there's room for more.
That is true. And there are, there's always room for more. That's mm-hmm. true.
There, the space is big enough. So don't think, oh, that person's already doing that. Everybody does it differently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They all do.
Everybody does it differently. And be real too. Like you mm-hmm. said before, you know, people will relate to, you know, something that we call it failures, but so you mess up, big deal. So you have a piece of spinach in your teeth while you're talking, big deal. You know, like, these are real life moments that just happen to people. Real quick, before we wrap it up, what is, you know, some advice that you would give to somebody who's kind of like, you know, just kind of nervous or embarrassed of, you know, to make a video or to just get something out there?
Get over it. Believe in yourself. Believe in yourself. Don't give up. Follow other agents that inspire you. And I would say just kind of don't copy content. I'm not one to copy, but get inspired by their ideas and just take something and make it your own and just keep trying, because you might not think someone's watching, but that one person could be your top referrer that's watching. So just be proud of who you are and smile and just do it.
Don't forget to smile.
Chrissy Maloof on Instagram. Is that what you are?
Denton Realtor.
Okay.
But I am Chrissy Maloof.
Denton Realtor, yay. Chrissy Maloof on Instagram. Yes. If somebody wants to reach out, what's a good email address for you?
It's Chrissy Maloof at kw.com. And it's actually, I'm going to tell you, Maloof with two L's, because there's a Maloof with one L.
Oh, we don't want her. We don't
got two L's. No.
We don't want to give that one the fucking. Well, listen, thanks for being here. Thanks for listening to everyone out there in podcast.
Thank you,
and if you enjoyed what you heard, go ahead and click that subscribe button. Download. Smash that download button, hit that like button, share with your friends and family, put it on the Facebooks and the Instagrams and the TikToks, put it all over the place. And this has been Commander Social, and we will see you next time. Goodbye, everybody. Have an awesome
day. Bye, everybody.
Bye, everyone.